You're listening to the Minnows Podcast on the Porch. We're about to kick off Called to Greatness, a four-week series focused on spiritual development and your life's calling. Called to Greatness is taking place every Wednesday evening in April at Hunt Valley Church's satellite space, The Point, located just off Beaver Dam Road. Sign up now at www.meadow4.org.
Well, I'm back on the porch again with Jeff Gorman, and we're talking about our upcoming series that's going to occur in April. And so we're talking about just the tremendous benefit it can be for you to take some time and really think about what God has called you to do. You know, He's called all of us, and we all have a special role we can play, and it's very important in helping us find out what that role is. And we're going to talk today a little bit about some of the things that can help you identify what God has called you to do and made you to be. So, 1970s, I ran into a guy that ended up having a very, very profound effect on my life, a man by the name of Richard Hagstrom. And back in that day, he was doing a thing called patterning, and he was going around with different Youth for Christ across the country and doing this. Patterning is a test that basically helps you to find what your gifts and abilities are. And it was very, very foreign idea to me. I was about 25 or 26 years old. And so I sat down with him for a two-hour interview, and then he gave me a little picture of what my gifts and abilities were on. And it was just remarkable to be able to see how exact he was about what my gifts and abilities were. And then the thing that happened is, what he showed me became more and more and more true the longer my life went on. And then it became a tremendous tool for me to use in terms of developing the staff that we had in Youth for Christ and building a team. And eventually, you know, we had 100,000 kids that were a part of a conference in Ocean City over about a 20-year period. And the other thing is, I've been using the tools that he used for me that day for years, helping people find out what their gifts and abilities are. So this tool, it's now called the Effectiveness Guide, will be one of the tools that we use to help people find out what their gifts and abilities are. And I think a lot of you may remember the movie Chariots of Fire. Some of you won't. But, you know, in there was a runner who was running in the Olympics. And his statement was, God made me fast, and when I run, I feel His pleasure. And I think in terms of gift and abilities, there is just two very, very important pieces there. That in giftedness and ability is, God has created all of us with gifts and abilities. And what really tells us about what our gifts and abilities are is that which we do well is our gifts and abilities, obviously. But the second piece of the puzzle is, that's which we're fulfilled in doing that we love doing. And now we know in reality, there's no perfect job where that can occur for every person all the time. But the reality of the matter is, life really changes when you're in a place where you're doing what you love and you're doing what you're really good at. So this is really the substance and the most important thing in terms of the call to greatness. Because we're going to be doing three things during that time period. One of the things is going to be doing what is, you know, Dick Hagstrom called the Effectiveness Guide. And there, we're going to take some time for you to really develop what are you really good at and what do you really enjoy doing. And then as we do that, we'll begin applying that to your life. How much in the present job that you have are you able to do what you're good at and what you enjoy doing? And very, very importantly, if you're interviewing for another job or if you're looking to be retired, this will give you some very, very objective categories that will help you determine what you should be doing with the rest of your life or as you're going into a new job. It really will predict the success and the fulfillment you have in a new job.
Awesome.
The second test that we have is a test that's just literally exploding all over the world right now. It's a test called the Enneagram, and businesses are using it, colleges are offering courses in it. A lot of spiritual Christians are using it in spiritual formation. and it's an explosion going on, and it's just, it's a psychological spiritual tool which was primarily developed for spiritual formation. But at the very center of it is what your vocation is. And what it identifies is what your virtues and your passions are. Your passions are termed by the non-deadly sins. And what it helps you and shows you is what your virtue is. And see, in our American technological society, we're all about knowing what we do, but very, very little emphasis is placed on who we are. Very little emphasis is placed on our being and on our virtue. And what we don't realize is, even though our gifts and abilities are help us to be effective, the whole culture and the power of our effectiveness has a lot more to do with our virtue than it does have to do with our, with, you know, just our ability to do things. And, you know, some of the most remarkable people who have had a great influence on life were people who led with their virtue. Nelson Mandela in South Africa, you know, he was in prison for 27 years. And prison was a tremendously formational thing for him, so that when he became president, all of a sudden, because of who he was, he had all the power in South Africa. And he could have came out of prison, and he had enough power to be able to get vengeance against all of his enemies who put him in prison for 27 years for no reason. But Nelson Mandela, in his virtue, came out and embraced his enemies and created a revolution in South Africa that was literally amazing. But a very, very important part of knowing who you are is knowing that you have a virtue, and when you're living in that virtue, just like the man in Chariots of Fire, you feel God's rhythm. You know you're in God's love, and you feel a sense of power to be able to carry things out in that virtue. And then the third thing we're going to look at is your heart. What is it you really want to do? You know, and Frederick Buechner said, where does your gifts and abilities meet the suffering of the world? And, you know, the suffering of the world, again, we need to look at it from a broad perspective. The suffering of the world is everywhere. So it isn't just in prisons. It isn't just in hospitals. It isn't just poor people. It's all kind of things. And so there is a need to meet the suffering in all kind of different circumstances in life. And before the world is all over, for each one of us, we will have encountered a lot of suffering in our life personally and with our friends. And to be able to rise up and meet that suffering is one of the great purposes for all of us in life. And so what we'd, you know, really like to challenge you to do is come be a part of the Call to Greatness. You know, the Call to Greatness isn't about being a great person. It's about being a faithful person. And as we said in those other podcasts, it's about being faithful. It's about doing what God wants you to do. It's about creating beauty and excellence in the world.